This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
If you just joined us, it is just insane what's going on. The economy is coming roaring back. It's designed to send factories, infrastructure, jobs to the people, quality health care, taking care of the veterans. I mean, it's just, I would give Trump a grand slam or royal flush report card in 1 year. He's not been perfect, but he got so much more done. As I said, on Inauguration Day, I said if Trump gets 30% done of what he pushes for in his first 4 years, he's the real deal. Because any piece of what he's done just dominoes the entire globalist operation worldwide. He's gotten like 45-50% done in less than a year. I mean, that's why the globalists are panicking right now and going cuckoo. And then I'm watching this press conference we played earlier where they're saying 25th Amendment, he's mentally ill, he's got nuclear buttons, and nothing about Kim Jong-un threatening to use the nukes and saying, I have a nuclear button and nukes, and Trump goes, well, ours is bigger and it works, so we can defend America, don't worry. That's what you're supposed to say. Back during the Cold War, if Russia made threats or we made threats, that's exactly what you say. We have a better weapon system and ours works well and we hope it doesn't go to that, but we're ready. That's what the president said. And then they get into, well, he questions the press. You know, he criticizes the press. Is that authoritarianism? So understand, they say he's mentally ill, he's a Nazi, he's evil, he's a Russian spy. All his supporters are in the KKK and are Nazis. He's the worst person on earth. And then all the president does is counter their lies with maybe one-tenth of the vitriol, one-tenth of the venom. And they go, oh, take his sweater away. Oh, he's authoritarian. Oh, it's a talking point. He wants nuclear war. He's mentally ill. He's authoritarian. Take his sweater away. You know, God forbid, you know, he visits veterans in the hospital, or God forbid he gets the taxes cut on the middle class, or God forbid. And they just freak out and freak out. And it never ends. It's so epic. And remember, if Hillary'd be in, we'd be in a lot more wars. We'd be up the creek without a paddle. But imagine these questions by these sycophants that get their talking points and then go in there and pose as reporters. Here it is.
Day or so, we've seen President Trump attack the press, the Justice Department, and now his former ally, Steve Bannon. By attacking critics and key institutions in our democracy, isn't the president engaging in authoritarian behavior?
Not at all. The president is simply responding often to news of the day. I think if the president can't respond aggressively to an individual like the leader of North Korea that continues to threaten Americans, then that's a dangerous place that we don't want to go down.
Exactly. Their job is to, again, turn reality upside down. And he hasn't been aggressive enough. You've got Mueller and all the emails with McCabe saying we're going to set Trump up. We love Hillary, paying their families millions of dollars to create the fake dossier, leaking stuff, getting caught lying about that, lying to Congress, Comey, all of them. It's all coming down. The whole house of cards. And their answer is to say, when we call him a Russian criminal and try to indict his family with made-up crap, he fights back and says it's a political witch hunt. We just say hashtag hunt Republicans and we kill them and we shoot them and we beat them up. We throw coffee on them and we, you know, it's okay, though, because we're the nice people. We're just going to kill you. And how dare you stand up to us? It's like the Palestinians. We're going to blow Israel up if you fight back. You know, oh, my gosh, you fought back. And it just gets old with you people. You walk up, you punch us in the face over and over again, and then you flip out and we fight back. Well, guess what? We just got started. And if you take Trump out, it's even better for us down the road. We cannot lose as long as we keep fighting.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product in InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured, you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Scientists reported with unprecedented alarm that the North Polar ice cap is, in their words, falling off a cliff. One study estimated that it could be completely gone during summer in less than 22 years. Another new study to be presented by U.S. Navy researchers later this week warns it could happen in as little as 7 years.
Tonight, with much of the country in a deep freeze, the Great Lakes are battling a record-breaking, bitter onslaught of snow.
Tonight, more than 200 million Americans dealing with an Arctic blast. Winter weather alerts from the Rockies to New England, even into the deep south.
Well below zero for wind chills once again, and the pattern is such we might see some snow across the southeast on New Year's Day.
In Lorain, New York, firefighters tunneling their way into this home to rescue a woman trapped inside.
Snow just keeps coming. Won't stop.
The co-founder of the Weather Channel now says man-made global warming is a myth, made up to push a political message.
This is an incredible bad, bad science.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Man-made global warming, anthropogenic warming, they've now moved on to climate change because you can't deny that's always happening. But the claim that anthropogenic climate change is mainly driven by humans, that anthropogenic climate change is even one percentage point of the overall climate change, is a known fraud and is in the now seven-year-old hacks of East Anglia University in the UK, where they're coordinating over 1,000 universities in the emails to, quote, hide the decline in temperature. At that point, going back 16 years before 2010, so go back in the numbers, the Earth stopped heating in a regular cycle and was about the same for about 6-7 years. Then it began dropping. And they've got all the temperature readings, and it's in the emails. Plus, we know that. We know the cycles. We're right on time to dip into an ice age any time now. Those are 12,000-year cycles. The last ice age was over 12,000 years ago. The word is we're overdue. That's why they thought in the 60s and 70s and 80s, and the Club of Rome and environmentalists said, we've got to cut our carbon. It's somehow going to cool things more, they thought, which is actually what it does. And in many models, it depends. Like volcanoes tend to cool the earth. They block the radiation coming in. They block the sunlight. But again, there's varying models. You have to talk to astrophysicists. It gets very, very complex. But there's a cycle, and we're overdue for another ice age to start. And it has to do with sun cycles. But the UN voted, if you remember, right after those documents came out, about 6 months later at the Copenhagen event, where they were going to pass world government ratification under Obama, leading it, of carbon taxes of all human activity. But India and China and others were exempt. It was a worldwide treaty, but hundreds of countries were exempt. And then the documents got leaked, so the UN had a vote, and they said, we find the sun does not affect climate change. So the sun doesn't affect climate change, but people are the main cause. It's all our fault. And so we have to be taxed and tracked and controlled, blah, blah, blah. And then it becomes a smokescreen for all the genetic engineering, the chimeras, all the toxic waste dumping, the nuclear reactors. The leftists love those now. They say radiation's good now. The left used to be right about reactors being dangerous. Remember that? And now that this fraud is in so much trouble, they don't know what to do with record cold temperatures bearing down. We've had three blue northers in Austin in just the last month and a half. Normally, one doesn't hit us every year. They kind of stop up at Dallas or Waco. We've had snow three times now in the last few months in Austin, Texas. Icy roads, many other times. You normally see that every couple of years here. But again, they say, oh, that is proof of the global warming. Because they go, it'll cause micro cool spots. Remember Al Gore had the movie put out, a dramatic movie, The Day After Tomorrow, how the global warming causes mega freezing? Because they were worried going, look, this fraud's not working. We already know that there's actually a temperature decline happening. We're due for another ice age. Well, tell them if it gets cold and freezes real bad, that's that too. Either way, we got it covered. But again, they smokescreen. My biggest beef with this is they smokescreen all the real environmental problems we've got. Like, I didn't need to see the big study that came out a few days ago that's getting all the news now that certain forms of processed sugar accelerate bacteria growth and other things. Everybody knows, you give your kids, when do my kids ever get sick? After Halloween or Christmas, if I let them have a bunch of candy. Guess what? I let them get the candy. I let people give it to them at school, and then it goes in the trash can. I say, keep five pieces and have one after dinner every night. The rest of this crap is going in the trash can. Now, I turn their rooms. I can, you know, they're not prisoners, but that is a prison thing I do. When they're gone at school or wherever, I go turn their rooms. That means I go through everything in their room and I find hidden caches of candy and it all goes in the trash can because I don't want sick children. It's not, I don't need a study to tell me that sugar lowers your immune system. Oh, but billions of dollars later and massive studies, they spent billions, National Institutes of Health, you name it, they're finding that this form of processed sugar is linked directly to bacteria mutating, being more aggressive, more dangerous. It's a whole bunch of stuff. Every parent knows. What happens after Halloween? Your kids all get sick. I mean, I hardly ever get sick other than allergies because I'm not a big sugar tooth. And sugar is a drug. Processed sugar is BAD news. And I'm not telling anybody something they already know. But since I mentioned this, let me get the big news next segment. When I saw this article today, it's really important. It meant so much to me. But there's a lot of other studies that show this as well. But it just confirms what we already know. This is an article out of the Straits Times. That's sick. Humans identify infected peers from a photo alone. Human beings spot a person on a photo a mere 2 hours after she is infected with a germ before it even begins major replication. Such an ability to determine infection early and from a sublist of facial clues has never been demonstrated before, but is presumed to be part of a crucial survival skill called disease avoidance. Let me just stop right there. They always say it's the first study. There are thousands of these. It's called the sixth sense. It's called understanding. It's called women's intuition, on and on and on. When you go with your gut, the subconscious is 50 to 100 times, depending on the study. It's a spectrum. The subconscious is way more powerful than the conscious brain. The conscious is only cerebral cortex and it's limited focus. Everybody knows that. But the first approximation is your entire genetic history, all your genetic code, your ancestral memories, your spiritual discernment, all of your learned information, synapses, the smells, everything giving you an analysis. This isn't, and this is just visual from a photo. Imagine with smells. That's what it's all about. And it goes through all of this in here. But why is this important? Because they made fun of this quote. Trump's secret, he goes with his gut. This is CNN, how Trump sees himself. And to make creative choices, he writes, I try to step back and remember my first shallow reaction. The day I realized it can be smart to be shallow was, for me, a deep experience. And then he goes on in the full quote. It's even more important. because he understands. He's smart. And as you get older, you go, you know, I didn't follow my gut. It always goes wrong. And now I go with my gut. I analyze and make sure. And then it's never wrong. And I only follow my gut half the time now. I just have this cerebral thing where I just don't go with it because I kind of want to just see, well, maybe, you know. It's like the gut kind of enslaves you in a good way. And you want to rebel against it. But the gut is your subconscious giant superpower brain. We are supercomputers. And then it's tendrils of nerves into your gut. That's why you'll feel something in your gut when your brain goes, hey, pay attention. Listen to your stomach. You're not listening to me up here. Listen down here. And then you get that tingle up your spine when your brain goes, yes, that's it. Good job. Whoa, whoa. You're doing the right thing now. You're lined up with reality and God and your ancestors and everything else. You feel good now, don't you? Now you're following the supercomputer. Now you're following God's light. Now you're strong. Now you are unstoppable. Everything isn't just in the books we read, is it? It's all in our gut.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said,
Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up?
And I said, sure, Ryan, and in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. Did you know that I'm about 75% better? I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I have to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to InfoWars, InfoWars.com, NewsWars.com. This is the syndicated radio/TV transmission aired on UHF, VHF stations, cable stations, and over 200 radio stations across the country, and simulcast for free to the public at InfoWars.com/show, and when they're not censoring it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and other platforms. If you're watching us on one of those platforms, please share those live video links saying, hey, this is big, important, breaking news. Here's what's really behind so many of the big issues of our day. That's how we get around the censors. It's how we destroy the globalists, is word of mouth by you. You are the resistance. You have the power. So I salute you. Now, it was first back in March that Stone said, the word is they're going to cook up the 25th Amendment deal and say he's mentally ill. And he talked about that on air. But then in May was the first time he was ready, May 15th, to go on record at least 3 months before they began to say early onset dementia, early onset neurological disorders, Alzheimer's, spectrum. That's what they were pushing in editorial meetings with the head brass at the Washington Post and the New York Times. Stone had talked to those people. Now, when he said this in May, it was off record. Since then, he's talked about it on air. See, he told me about it at dinner that night. He was on the phone with one of these individuals while we were at dinner, in fact. And I'm going to leave it at that. One individual I've met, by the way, from a major newspaper, who's basically a double agent. There are a lot of people inside the system who are ordered to write hit pieces about us, but you'll wonder why they're so comical and why they're so stupid. Because it's not even being reviewed by the higher-ups. As long as it just looks negative, they're actually puff pieces for us. But that's another little secret inside baseball thing I think it's time to reveal. Because they said, don't worry, because they're all saying the Russia thing's pure bull, just like Veritas caught on tape inside their meetings. Don't worry, we're going to hit him with the sex stuff. Yeah, but people already didn't go for that. It's, well, don't worry, we'll get him on mental illness or the 25th Amendment. So Stone laid this out, and now it's in congressional hearings, it's in Politico, AP, Reuters, New York Times, Washington's growing obsession with the 25th Amendment. That's Politico. So get today's news 8-9 months ago. That's InfoWars, ladies and gentlemen. That's why they call us fake news. It's why they demonize us. And you've got now, again, press conferences where they're saying this to Sarah Huckabee Sanders, that it's insane. That Trump talks back to the media when they lie. It's insane that when North Korea says they're going to nuke us, that he says something back saying, hey, we've got stronger weapons than you and ours work. Oh, my God, that's insane. Trying to deter somebody. Hey, I'm going to come over and rob your house. Well, I got a big gun. I got a big dog. Oh, my God, that's crazy. I'm going to kick your butt. Well, you know what? That's big talk. I'm going to stand up for myself. But if you happen to be the world champion heavyweight UFC fighter and you're about to fight Kim Jong-un that can hardly walk, the UFC fighters will go, hey, I'm the world champion, and, you know, I killed 3 dudes in prison with my bare hands. So I'm not bragging. You just don't want to get in a fight with me, and it's Kim Jong-un can hardly walk. I'm going to kick your butt. It's kind of like Monty Python, the knights that go, nyeh. Oh, it's merely a flesh wound. His arms and legs are cut off, and he's still saying he's going to kill us. And Trump's like, my button's a lot bigger. Our button's really huge, and it works, by the way, pal. Okay, you might want to go away. We're really trying not. And, of course, he's come to the table now. Kim Jong-un has come to the table after decades of not doing it with his father and others scared. They're having national marches now calling for unity, calling to work with us. That's today. You can pull up the video of them marching, the slaves of North Korea, under orders to say, okay, we want peace because we're locked and loaded. Another giant Trump victory so far. But cross your fingers. Whistle impacts the graveyard. We make mistakes on this. We're toast. But while we're under all this danger, There's our media making us look bad, making it look like he's an incompetent King George III. It's incredible how much these people lie. Here's Roger Stone from May 15th. Tomorrow's News. How many months ago was May? 8 months ago? Yeah. So tomorrow's news, 8 months ago. Here it is.
Just a disclaimer right up front. They're going to say that this is a conspiracy theory, but it's the stone cold truth. They are going to claim that Donald Trump has Alzheimer's, and that it is progressive, and that is progressing, and that is the source of his insanity. I've talked to the president fairly recently. He is sharp as a tack. There is no evidence of any deterioration in his thought process. This is completely bogus. But under the 25th Amendment, if a majority of the cabinet plus the vice president agree that the president is incapacitated, well, then he is removed. And if he seeks to fight the charges, it goes to the U.S. House of Representatives, where erosion among Republicans could destroy the Trump presidency. This is bogus. They could not beat him at the ballot box. So now they seek to remove him by claiming that he's insane. Look at his record on the economy. Look at his appointment to the Supreme Court. Look at the way he has the Chinese doing our dirty work in North Korea. And you'll see he's not crazy. He's a genius.
I was about to say, if that's insane, we need more of it.
But this is the game plan. Watch carefully. You're going to see the word Alzheimer's more and more in the next several days. I've even been tipped off from leftists about this, that this is the game plan. You heard it first at InfoWars.com.
All right, we did hear it back in May. How many months ago is that? 8 months ago. As usual, why they call us fake, why they have congressional hearings, claim InfoWars is number one right now. They go, no, sir, at lunch we killed it. That's the president of Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube are all there. Sir, we're stopping them at lunch. We're battling them at lunch. You have to understand, folks, we are the tip of the spear. And I'm not bragging. I'm saying we need your prayers. We need your financial support. We need to keep spreading everything hard because the war has just begun. I'm getting chills right now. I mean, this is insane, okay? Because we finally have a big enough audience where people that always wanted to tell the truth can come on that has an effect thanks to TheDrudgeReport.com. None of this. The WikiLeaks is key. Trump's key. All of us together. There's no number one here. Okay? Putin's nationalism, Brexit, all of it's key. But Drudge Report is as important building towards this as Trump existing was. But again, if InfoWars wasn't building the base and getting attacked and saying the things that they didn't want said and taking the heat, Drudge wouldn't have InfoWars a link to. And what I'm saying is it's all symbiotic, and that's why you see a treacherous thing come into the midst of it. I mean, you Judas Iscariot, Benedict Arnold, man, I'm so sick of betrayal. I really have a lot of anger problems with people that betray. I pray to God to heal me of my anger because it's not good. I'm not trying to be dramatic right now, folks. I'm about to go. Stephen Bannon is such a rat bastard. And I'm not going to talk about him anymore. Because you know there's going to be more traitors, more scum, more little boys like him that want to be the king daddy, that want to be number one, that want to always be in the middle of everything, and that'll go creeping to the mainstream whores to sell us out one more time. Thanks a lot, Benedict. Benedict Bannon. Benedict Arnold, the traitor general that tried to betray the revolution, but he failed. And Steve Bannon will fail. Bannon, you've proven yourself to be a snake working with the establishment and a leaker. Well, guess what? You failed. And I think you should be thrown out of Breitbart, or we'll throw Breitbart out of our lives. I'm so excited. The new product at InfoWarsLife.com in a glass bottle, 2 month servings, filled to the brim, filled to the absolute top, the real red pill. This is a heart and brain pill, a nootropic that doesn't have any stimulants in it. But boy, does it stimulate, because it's beyond that. Quite frankly, I just went off what I saw medical doctors prescribing to their patients, but it wasn't prescription, but they were charging people $100, $200. For the formulae, and I came up with our own formula working with some scientists and developers, non-GMO, made right here in America, 120 capsules. And ladies and gentlemen, you add the preglinone to it, which is the precursor to all the hormones that your body has to have to even make the hormones in your glands. It is amazing. Red Pill, now available at InfoWarsStore.com and your purchase funds the operation.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh my gosh, that's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me, are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry, we recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh yeah, I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
You know, I noticed something. The mainstream globalist enemy of America, enemy of humanity, the pro-pedophile media, Hollywood, always puts out stories that I don't believe what I'm saying. I don't believe what I'm doing. I'm an actor. I'm a fake. All this crap. Yeah, well, I guess this big act I've been putting on for 23 years almost has hit pay dirt then, because what we've been calling for and pushing for is starting to happen. And everything we've been warning you about has all been proven in spades. That is attacking somebody's honor to sit there and say they're a fraud. But again, it gives you a window into their mindset and who they are. They think we're dumb when we care and we stand for something. And I've had so many people over the years go, you don't really believe this, do you? Out in Hollywood and in media. And I go, yeah, I do. And they get blown away and they get scared. There's a big New York Times reporter and bestselling author who thought that I wasn't for real and did all these secret interviews with people around me. And they got even more scared and ran back to his editors and said, it's bad news. He means it all. Of course I mean it all. I'm not a delusional punk like you. I stand for things. I believe in things. And I, with you, our listeners, are building it. I promote what's been proven to work and what's honorable and good. I can't do bad things to people and then feel good about it. But I can do bad things to people that deserve it, but only to get you off my back or other people's backs I love. And that means everybody. So, that's why the Bannon thing makes me so upset. And yesterday I was like, reserve judgment. Let's not go there. Let's give them a chance to respond and say this is out of context because this reporter is one of the biggest yellow journalist fake news purveyors, in my humble opinion, and many other people's documented fact, saying that he misquotes them, he lies, he's duplicitous, he's a hatchet man, and a general amongst hatchet men. He's a senior ringwraith. And I said, let's give him the benefit, and then dead silence until the evening. And exactly in my mind, I said, if he's a traitor, he'll do it like he let a fart out in church. He'll just, I love the president. I love him. We were wargaming it up here last night. I didn't even know he was on the air at the time saying it. And I said, if he comes out and goes, I love the president. I love him. I was just talking about problems in the White House, and I just want to help. That's when you know he's the total traitor, because that's exactly how you do it. Just because I don't manipulate and lie and deceive doesn't mean I don't know exactly how they do it. I just don't like having to delve into their minds and get on their level. I know how globalists operate, and then to pull back and go, wait a minute, you should really judge a book by its cover and look at everything about Bannon. And he's somebody that wants to be a winner, wants to be a big success. And I wouldn't say he's necessarily pure evil, but is a selfish creature, just like Glenn Beck. That's why the two hated each other so much, because they both wanted to be the kingpins. I will assure you the crown sits heavy, my boys. And I'm not saying I wear that crown. All of us that stand against evil and try to be honorable, who have great responsibility, know it's not a crown, it's a weight. But now, the morning after, he gets dumped by his billionaire benefactor. Bannon finds a new billionaire benefactor, Miles Kwok. Let's learn about this guy. Chinese businessman turned political activist. Well, let's look into that feller's background. We know the Communist Chinese are the main group pushing the political takeover of the U.S. that promised earlier last year at Davos. The Communist president went there, the Communist dictator, and said, I will stop America. I will fund opposition groups, and they have. Source has not spoken to Steve since November. Breitbart shakeup. Rebecca Mercer has not spoken to Steve Bannon since November. Breitbart shakeup. Yeah, that's what I've been saying. Because, listen, I want more Breitbarts. I want more Drudge Reports. I want more. I want to take over the culture through intellectual ideas, not through dictatorship. The president fights back against us. Is that not authoritarian? They asked the press secretary yesterday. And she's like, is it not authoritarian to talk bad about North Korea's dictator? They don't even say, like, is it not mean to talk bad about the North Korean guy threatening to nuke us? And Drudge is now exposed. Bannon's new benefactor. Print me that, please. This is all breaking at DrudgeReport.com. And you better know it'll be mirrored on NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and InfoWars.com. It's like I said, middle of the last hour. I said, I'm going to leave Bannon alone if he goes away. And if Breitbart gets rid of him or lessens his cancerous, carcinogen, metastasizing role. But I said, we all know he's not going away. He's going to money up And you'll learn a lot by who he money's up with. And, God, he's got a huge piece of the liberty-based activist database. And they are going to try to capitalize with that. And they are going to try to butcher this country and drive a wedge into this take back of the republic. And you could just see the whole thing. And I saw it. And I saw it months ago. I knew so much of this, but I just do not like power jockeying. And I do not like getting in the middle of this crap. I want to promote ideas. I want to promote the people. I want to promote Make America Great Again. I want to promote religious freedom. I want to promote free market capitalism. I want to promote parents running their kids' lives, not the state. And I just don't want to be the big wheel in D.C. or the big wheel in L.A. or the big wheel in New York. I'm just like all of you. I just want to live my life, be a good, decent person. But you know what? I can't just do that. So we're the big wheel out of Texas. And Texas is the reason the globalists are in deep crap right now. And not just Texas, all of you, but recognizing where the fight comes from, recognizing where the victory comes from, recognizing where the globalist fear comes from, is recognizing the power of will. And I pledge my will, my spirit, my honor, my treasure, my family, my name against all the enemy servants and the enemy himself. And I ask God to fill our sails and help us defeat the globalists. Because these are the worst people. They're not going to go away. We can't just go hide in our neighborhoods and our houses and our churches and have them leave us alone, folks. They're never going to stop because they have a hunger to run us and have our kids. A lot of them want to screw our kids, as we know. Others just want to brain damage them and brainwash them and turn them into zombies. They want to hurt innocents. They are, in spirit and in action, servants of the old serpent. And speaking of funding us, I'm committed to you. You've committed to us, and I salute you and thank you, and I'm humbled. But quite frankly, we know that a fraction of the listeners buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If you're one of the people that's never gone to InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com and gotten some of the supplements or a t-shirt or a book or a film or a water filter or a great high-quality shower filter, air filter, it's all about making your life better and funding the InfoWar. It's all symbiotic. It's all 360 win. It's all non-zero-sum game. If you haven't gone, there's never a better time when the biggest sales in our history extended from Christmas through New Year's until the end of the week of 67% off high-quality colloidal silver, 50% off our great nootropic rainforest, shell force 50% off, and dozens of other great products. It's all about to end. Like Myco ZX sold out. It was about to sell out, so I went back to regular price on that. Read the thousands of five-star reviews for yourself. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. You are the InfoWar. I was just saying it. Without you, we're nothing. So get great products and help fund a major offensive. You are the InfoWar. It's all up to you, my friends.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, when I say you're going to get tomorrow's news today, we're going to get next week's news today, next year's news today, it just continues to happen. Roger Stone has been obsessed on air, and I haven't understood why, with this particular Chinese national and things going on at Mar-a-Lago. A lot of it I wasn't allowed to talk about. This goes back like 8-9 months. I'm like, Roger, you keep telling me about this guy and you're so worried about it, and how our whole deal with China to back off the South China Sea and North Korea hinges on this good faith thing. And Roger said, you watch, he's important. We're calling Roger right now. He just agreed to pop on via phone. Or if not, I can just go speakerphone off my phone. And just breaking right now, if you go to drudgereport.com, if you go to the Washington Times, it's on Infowars.com. Drudge exposes Bannon's new benefactor. So, again, you're going to get the inside scoop. Just like on December 5th, he broke here that Mitt Romney was going to run for the seat of Orrin Hatch, and that Orrin Hatch would resign in the next month or announce he's not going to run again. That has also been announced. So, again, you're going to get the key intel right now from Roger Stone on what is being reported about this new supposed funder, Miles, K-W-O-K, a.k.a. G-U-O, WENGUI. And I remember Roger kept bringing this guy up to me on air. In fact, we've got clips. We're digging them up months ago. And now it's being reported. This is the new funder because the Mercers backed out of funding Breitbart because Bannon has basically shown he's a deep state operative of the globalist trying to torpedo the Republic's recovery. And so now he's got this individual who, from my past research, what Roger said is a Soros-connected individual. But I'm going from memory. Roger and I just talked via text. Roger, what is the breaking news on this? Is it so important, again, about how they're going to try to jockey, how they're trying to drive a wedge? This isn't just inside baseball. This is really, really important. Now, what's the latest, Roger Stone?
Well, Alex, this is really quite extraordinary. Miles Kwok is a former Chinese intelligence operative who evidently became at some point a double agent. He evidently, allegedly, orchestrated multi-million dollar online financial crimes in China. The Chinese government has asked the Trump administration to extradite him numerous times. We know when the Chinese premier was at Mar-a-Lago, this was on the table, and the president pledged that Kwok would be sent home to face justice. Kwok was a bundler for Hillary Clinton. Kwok also has been seen dining with George Soros. He is holed up in the opulent Sherry Netherland hotel and suite complex in New York City, fighting extradition to his home country. He was, we are told, introduced to Tony Blair by Rupert Murdoch's ex-wife. He has paid Blair a substantial amount of money to chime in opposition to his extradition to China. If you want to know why the Chinese are secretly shipping oil to North Korea, perhaps it is because the president has promised them the return of Kwok, but that H.R. McMaster and now quite obviously Steve Bannon have internally opposed that extradition. That Bannon would go to Kwok for his funding is mind-boggling, just mind-boggling, but it does explain why Pompeo at the CIA and McMaster have adamantly opposed returning this Chinese criminal to his home country. He has been caught in this country attempting to blackmail public officials. He also has several sexual abuse charges against him, as I recall. The man is a criminal.
Well, he sounds like a complete mad dog, and quite frankly, you just continue to amaze me how you give us the exclusives here on air. You've talked about this guy probably 50 times to my annoyance. I've said, please, I don't care about some Chinese double agent. I said, with his Clinton background, he probably works for the Clintons. And as you said, Soros, it's so clear he's probably the reason this hasn't. He's probably is still working for them. And Soros, as you just pointed out, and if he's now financing Bannon trying to derail Trump, then you know he is. This is incredible. This should really put him on Trump's radar, that he's the money man for Bannon now. I think Bannon is stupid to have made this move, but good job to Matt Drudge exposing it.
Well, the reason this story has always been newsworthy, Alex, is because Kwok is a Hillary Clinton fundraiser, an intimate of George Soros. So why has the Trump administration, or I should say some officials in the Trump administration, fought his extradition? It never made sense, except for now it does. Quite clearly, Steve Bannon was among those who were opposing what the president had pledged to the Chinese, the return of Miles Kwok.
Roger, this is astounding, this Miles Kwok. Can you get in to what you told me? It's got to be 6-plus months ago. You were out at Mar-a-Lago, and you talked about Bannon and a secret intelligence operation and Kwok, and you said it's so classified you couldn't even tell me. I just think it's important this get out there. Are you willing to talk about it?
Well, I think what happened here, Alex, going back and looking at my notes at the time, is the reason that Kwok was never extradited, as the Chinese government formally requested. And by the way, they sent Henry Kissinger to see the president privately to implore him to extradite Miles Kwok, and the president said it would be done. But it appears that the reason they have not done so is that Kwok flipped. No longer an asset for Chinese intelligence, he became an asset for U.S. intelligence. And Pompeo and Bannon were involved with him in that operation.
But clearly this shows now they're flipping back to the deep state and the globalists, their ally with China. This move shows it's a triple cross. This is so obvious.
Well, and in all honesty, Steve Bannon thinks it's about him. He thinks he's the larger-than-life figure who sparked this American Revolution. He thinks this is about his ideas. One point I failed to make on the Alex Jones Show earlier today, Donald Trump had his entire issue agenda not only settled on but carefully honed much earlier than he was nominated. So the idea that Bannon imposed some agenda on him or that Trump was being elected on Bannon's issues is just false. Trump knew what he was about in the summertime, long before the summertime. The time of the New Hampshire primary, we knew he was going to talk about building the wall, revitalizing our American economy through a deep tax cut, and all the other signature issues that got him elected.
So we've got an admitted intelligence asset of the People's Liberation Army, of the communist Chinese, biggest mass murderers in history. He admits that. A swindler over here, who the president's promised to extradite, who's being protected by deep staters that Stephen Bannon brought into the White House, and the president was smart enough to clean house with this turd blossom. I mean, I think they need to grab this walk guy and put him on a plane chained, Justice Department aircraft, and fly his butt right into the communist Chinese capital so this boy can get taken on down to their facilities there.
Well, hopefully the president is listening to this very broadcast, and he now understands that he must follow through on that pledge and why some around him have been stalling.
Now, you told me more, but, I mean, just specifically, the danger of even trying to get this guy into Mar-a-Lago, the things that went on there. I mean, what else can you say about what happened there and when the president started to really sour on Bannon, I mean, a month before we could say it?
I think that this whole thing with Miles Kwok has been a sticking point. When the premier went to China, and then again on the periphery of the G12 summit, the top man in China brought this up directly to the president of the United States. That's how important this is on their agenda. We're talking about a guy who orchestrated multi-million-dollar financial crimes against the Chinese state. They want him, and they want him badly.
Roger. Stay there. I want to come back in 5 more minutes just so we can cover any other little tidbits you have. But this is so news-breaking. And I've gone from respecting you to being in awe how just almost all our big breaking exclusives are Roger, and they're just so – that's what I mean. They cast him as this villain. He's like the North Star. He's so accurate. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, with the next hour. We got a member of the EU Parliament joining us as we try to dynamite that authoritarian operation. Free shipping store-wide, InfoWarsStore.com. It's about to end. Fluoride-free toothpaste, highest quality, all of it. Massive savings, 50% or up. But we're going to have to end these soon. But please commit to support us. We will never betray you. And you get high-quality products at the same time. They hate us. We need the funding. Please commit to sign up for auto ship, an additional 10% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
People search the Internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered. From business deals gone wrong, to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I want to play.